Something in Disguise, written by Elizabeth Jane Howard and read by Eleanor Brand.
Part 1. April. Chapter 1. Wedding. When Oliver saw his sister in her bridesmaid's dress, he laughed so much he could hardly stand. "I've never looked my best in pink." "Oh, shut up. It's not as funny as all that." "You look like a sort of elongated Shirley Temple or a chimpanzee at a zoo tea party." "Yes, more like that, because of your little hairy arms peeping out from all that dimity or whatever it is." "Organza," she said crossly, "and it's quite pale on my arms." "What is, your fur?" "Don't worry about that. Lots of men love hairy women, and if they turn out not to, you could always fall back on another chimpanzee in a sailor suit." "Turn round." "What for?" she asked when she had done so. "Just wanted to see if the back was as funny as the front."
"Is it?"
"Not quite, because one misses your face. Do keep that expression for the wedding photographs." "You are being beastly. Anyone would look awful in it. You would." "Let me pop it on. I bet I could bring tears to your eyes. The tragic transvestite, a sort of leitmotif for Colin Wilson. Come on, Lizzie, I'll go mincing down to Dado and send his old blood coursing through his veins." "Get dressed, you fool. The whole day is going to be quite awful enough without you doing a thing to make it worse. It is poor old Alice's day, after all. I haven't had any breakfast." "Well, you won't get any now. You'll get buffet lunch in—" She looked at her man's watch, strapped by black leather round her wrist. "Just over an hour and a half." "You'll have to take that watch off. You might as well be carrying a Tommy gun." "I promise I'll be nice to Alice. I like Alice. I like Alice," he added, going to the door. "And May. And you. I shall always remember the first time I saw you like this. You're not going to see me like it any other time. Really be nice to Alice." Really being nice would entail a kind of Rochester wedding, finding that Leslie had a mad wife shut up in one of his building estates. "Who's Shirley Temple?" Recognising Jane Eyre reminded her that she didn't know that one. "An infant prodigy who looked her best in pink." "Honestly, you don't know anything." He slammed her door so that it burst open. She shut it and turned sadly to the pointed satin court shoes that had been half-heartedly dyed to match. They'd be too uncomfortable to wear in ordinary life anyway. Alice sat in front of her stepmother's dressing table, wondering whether she could improve her hair. She couldn't, she decided. It had been back-combed with such obsessional care by the local hairdresser that any interference with it now would probably be disastrous. "My wedding morning," she thought, and tried to feel momentous and festive, somehow more worthy. It was April. The sky was overcast in slate, and livid green trees waved wildly in the gusty wind. Ordinarily, by now she would be feeding the dogs, which Daddy wouldn't have in the house, and cleaning out their horrible kennels that smelled like animal public lavatories however often you cleaned them. It wasn't at all a nice day from the weather point of view. "I'm leaving home," she thought. But even that seemed a bit hopeless, as they'd only lived there for 2 years and she'd never liked it anyway. Daddy had bought the house when he married May. It was large and ugly, and Alice knew that secretly May didn't like it either. She was always too cold, she said. "I want to leave," she thought more vehemently. Then she thought what a good man Leslie obviously was, and that she would miss May, who'd been much nicer to her than her other stepmother, nicer even than her own mother, who'd always seemed to be what Daddy called failing. He loathed ill health. She opened her dressing gown to see whether her skin had subsided from pink to white after her bath. May had insisted on her using this room with its bathroom attached, had insisted also upon giving her the last remaining bath salts, had offered to help her dress or keep out of the way, in fact was behaving with effortless, model kindness. It was amazing that anyone could be so practical about feelings when they weren't at all about things.